This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And we're talking about imagination all this month. Such an important piece to what you do in every level of your business, of your book, of your speaking, of your dream. And I'm honored to have Chanel and Austin. They were in the studio live last month when we talked about perseverance. And we got some extra footage as we dove deeper into the power of imagination. And so what we really want to talk about with imagination is, well, first of all, let's cut this thing out. The importance of having a vision board is good because you need to have a vision. But Chanel, and I'll reintroduce in case everyone, you should have heard them on the Perseverance series last episode. And their previous episodes from when they were on Elevating Beyond, sharing their story behind the story. But let's reintroduce to everyone. So how are you doing today, Chanel?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Austin, how are you doing, my man?
Amazing. Thanks.
Chanel is the owner of
Inspired by Purpose Lifestyle Training Fitness Nutrition Company.
That she has built up. We talk all about it in the Perseverance last month. And then Austin.
I'm the owner, founder, CEO of NutriFit, or a Nashville-based sports supplement company. Also a best-selling author, along with this guy. And got a few other things going too.
So, now that you all know that, we can get back into imagination, because before it became a reality, it starts up here. And in school and stuff, they stop kind of teaching the importance of imagination. They kind of take it out of education. They act like it's all tactical business plans, and you have to have this, then this, then this, then this, then this to be successful. And I know I went through phases where I felt like I can't be successful because I'm not like them, and I would drift off a lot and date, but I realized that wasn't a bad thing. Using that the right way was a gift of mine. It's just school didn't point that out to me. It took me some time to learn that and harness it. So starting with you, Chanel, like, how do you, you know, some examples of imagination, the vision that you have, and removing the fluff from it, that it doesn't just manifest out of thin air, but the importance of having that imagination to people.
Yeah, well, I think going back to what you just said real quick, kind of not fitting in, when you don't fit in, you know, I struggled with that for a long time. Like, hey, I'm thinking different than these people. I'm seeing something different in my mind. I'm wanting something different, and embracing that. I think when you embrace that, then you can start running with your imagination. And for me, it was really just putting ideas on paper and connecting with people. My imagination really developed by connecting with different people from different backgrounds and learning to think differently, and that it was okay to think differently.
So, and it's, everyone has their own, the thing what I would like to share with, the way Chanel does it, the way Austin does it, the way I do it, doesn't need to be the way you do it, but it's understanding that different uniqueness that you thought made you strange or whatever, it is really your blessing. Like, use more of that. I mean, not if you're a serial killer or something, but that healthy uniqueness that has made you weird. And, you know, like, don't try to just be a mimic of someone else. Mm-hmm. But like you were saying, learn, get around. Because when you get around other people that are doing things, you realize they are using their imagination. It started with like Disney World. He didn't have a bit freaking business plan for Disney World. Mm-hmm. It didn't exist yet. You can't. You can have a strategy and adjust. Like Austin, there's two levels here. Like you have NutriFit that started here. Then you have your book. So how did you start like seeing the labels and the vision so people can just... Because for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one a huge important part of like visioneering and almost like meditating, and that would have to be a whole other episode to get into that. Contact both of them. They're awesome about teaching all that stuff at a different level. But with last month being perseverance, when I'm going through a lot of those hard times, sitting back and envisioning what it's going to be like, all those people with lives that are changed, when that book's out, when that business, it like relights. You have to motivate yourself, and part of that has to come through your imagination because it doesn't exist yet. Mm-hmm. And it like you like nothing around you, it looks like that, like in the current situation that you're in, so it looks crazy. So you got to be able to forget what the teacher said about, oh, stop using your imagination. No, they stopped using it, not the good teachers, but the ones that say that stopped using it, and you need to keep using it, but then apply that massive action to it. So
sorry,
how have you applied using imagination for some things that you've done?
Extensively. You know, this goes beyond, like we were talking earlier, a vision board. Of course, you know, it's great to have those, but you can't have those and expect things just to happen. You really have to put in the work. And for me, you know, going into, especially, you know, my product line, it was just a continuation of trying to make my vision a reality. And, you know, I worked with what I had when I began. I had Microsoft Word, like we talked about, creating these, and I would do what I could. And, you know, I got to the point to when I actually, before launch, you know, I reached out and, you know, delegated the artwork to a branding agency and went in and met with them for hours to tell them my vision for the company and how it wanted to look. And especially being, since it's a natural product line, I still wanted it to appeal to different type of consumers instead of people who are just like strictly, you know, organic based or whatever. So I wanted it to be known that it's just a product for everybody. So it was just, you know, it was a lot of work. And then tying it into the book as well was, you know, my cousin actually did the illustrations on this book. And how we come up with the illustrations so vividly is that I sit down with him and would talk about, as a child, when my dad would tell me the story, which is now Nanook, what I was experiencing when I heard the story. You know, I put myself into the story and I was like, this is what I envisioned this looking like, how this looked. So, you know, he crushed those illustrations.
That's
they're they're unbelievable.
So beautiful. Reminds me a lot of myself. It's kind of but those are well done, though. I just completely screwed up his train of, his imagination, train of thought.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, you do kind of look like a salmon.
I do.
Yeah.
They're a beautiful species, and they swim up against the stream.
Perseverance.
And they don't give up. I am like a salmon. But, imagination. So, and like, be like ridiculous. So cheesy sometimes I am. I don't care. It's fun. People are too serious half the time. And like what Austin's saying too, though, you started with a thing making it on Word, but you started seeing this vision of making it. And just so everyone knows, because they asked me, like, what should my vision be? I can't tell you that. And also half the time, you don't know exactly what it's going to be or the how. And it may end up being somewhat different, but you should be able to have somewhat of like sort of what it looks like, what you want it to be. And also when you're like getting into that vision, like think about like not just what it looks like, but like when I first started seeing myself speaking years ago after I had built Dreamshine, I remember I didn't have a book out. I hadn't started a podcast. Like, everything in my circumstances made no sense that I'd be speaking. And I didn't want to do it to be, like, famous. I don't care, but I just imagine helping people. Mm-hmm. And I would see myself in, like, here in Ohio, OSU, we're talking about 112,000 people. I would see myself standing there. I could hear the crowd. Like, I could smell the, like, smell and feel the humidity. I could, like, feel my heart beating, like, the sounds. And you just, like, you step into that. And that kind of, then when you step back into your current circumstance, I think it's an important tool also for when people are going through a lot of adversity and stuff too, like in some of your younger years, to start to still have a dream to hold on to.
Well, I think part of imagination is, for me, not just having that tangible vision, having the, you know, you want to know what you want to experience and feel, but more than that, being curious. And that led me through the process, just always being curious. How can I do this better? How can I do this different? Not knowing really how it was going to manifest, but just being curious, okay, that didn't work. Let's try something else.
And that's really cool that you mentioned that just now, because we talked about on the way. Yeah, I wasn't talking. Stay out of this conversation.
Edit that.
You're just the host. Okay?
Edit that out, Mark, and go make it say that was really cool and edit in Mark.
Just edit and put a puppet on his face.
Sorry.
That we were talking, you know, about our businesses and, you know, expressing, you know, I wanted your feedback on what you thought I could do to improve. Because I think, you know, as business owners, we need that constructive criticism from other people outside of the way we see things. Because, you know, we see things differently than other people when, you know, this is your baby, this is your company. Which you need to be open and willing to do that. You know, sometimes you have to let other people's imagination in as well.
That's really true. You got to be open to be coachable to the right mindsets, but then also you have to be willing to keep following your gut to make it true to your dream. Because sometimes people with good intentions will say, do it this way, and like something just kind of feels off. Even though they're giving good advice, and it takes courage to either take it because they're right, or to know that's kind of often go the way you're still going to do it. Or maybe you take little pieces out of it and like intertwine it. But like you said, curious, you said, Mark, that was really smart or something.
Yeah,
that was
what I got. I think that's exactly joking. What I said.
No, but jeez, I'm so ridiculous. But
Mark, you're going to have to take like everything he said out of this.
No, absolutely leave it all in. This is why, by the way, everyone that wants to be on the show, your butt needs to come here. I love the in-person thing. Like, it's different. It's a better chemistry. But going to the imagination, I just really want everyone to understand when they're struggling, a lot of us, we were different. Like, I battle with anxiety. You went through so much adversity, anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. our younger lives, they wouldn't look at you and say, you're going to be this successful business owner, leader, influencer. Austin, you're going to be owner of NutriFit, best-selling author. We were kind of the ones that, and maybe in our own heads, we sometimes counted ourselves out a
Absolutely.
Lot, too. Because we looked at the way the rest of the world said that we should be. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you want to do big things that are different and amazing, F-bomb what the rest of the world says you should be. Like, it's about each of what's in your own heart. And like, all three of us are proof of that, as well as anyone that's ever been on here. The curiosity, they try to take away from you and they make it multiple choice. And I was always like, it's none of those. I'm like, A, B, C, or D. I'm like, wait, there needs to be an E. The question isn't, and then I wasn't being oppositional. Like, I just kept saying, like, what's the bigger picture?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you alluded to it earlier, saying, you know, take bits and pieces. Not one model is necessarily going to fit your vision. And being imaginative and practical. How do you practically have to apply maybe different pieces of these models to elevate to your vision? For me, I found that's what worked to get to the point where I'm at now, and it's still just learning as you go, and not necessarily even being creative, because I don't consider myself a creative brain, but being a problem solver, being curious enough to be a problem solver.
And I think too, to add to that, as we were talking about, how you struggle with anxiety, I struggle with it still to this day. And me and you have spoke about that, Mark, openly.
I'm having a panic attack right now, actually.
Lay down. Just lay down.
My pulse is racing out of my throat's clamping up. But I'm gonna persevere through
this.
It's
always been clear in our throats.
No, it's but no, it's real. Austin,
we're just allergic.
I know this guy. I know Chanel is awesome too. I can't bust her chops as much as Austin because I've known him long enough to do it. But anxiety's real.
It's real.
You're gonna, like, if you go through it, don't think it's just you. Like, so talk more about that.
So yeah, I think you have to come to the. You have to kind of accept the fact if you have that, because that's kind of what I've done. Not that I use it as a crutch. Mm-hmm. I kind of use anxiety as a tool for me. I think it has showed me a lot of things about myself that I was unclear of in the past, before my mindset shift, which kind of led me to, I was initially an introvert really before I even reached out to you on the first Elevate and Beyond podcast. I didn't want to meet anybody. I had a business before that failed. I tried to do numerous things, and I thought I was the only one who could do it. I didn't want help from anybody because I was too scared to reach out to people. And at the same time, I had people in my life, in my circle at that time, that were telling me, well, you're going to fail, or you're crazy for doing this. So there was so much doubt, and not that you still have doubt when you change your mindset, but you learn how to take the issues you dealt with, like, prior, and actually use them to mold you into where you want to go instead of holding you back and keeping you caged down. So I think that's once you can kind of learn to do that, shift the way you view things, you really begin to elevate and move to a new level, and doors start opening up before where they never was.
Would you say for people that are like, well, how do I, because you gave some good key points there, what you weren't doing is connecting with some brilliant, good-looking, beautiful geniuses like myself, right?
Right.
No,
yeah.
But gosh, but we just lost like the whole. Sorry, Chanel and Austin, but everyone that was subscribed just unsubscribed. They're like, this guy is a moron now. But anyway, it is so important. You reached out because. You need to connect. The thing is, when you connect with other people that are doing things that you want to do, it doesn't have to be the same business, just people doing bigger things, you'll realize that they're the types that will encourage what other people would discourage.
What it was for me, you had a totally different business, and obviously what I was wanting to do, but it was the stories that you guys had, the struggles you went through that really resonated with me at the time. And it was probably one of the hardest things that I had to do at the time was to sit down and write an email and express what I, wrote to you 3.5 or plus years ago. And I was like, this guy will probably never read my damn email, but I'm going to send it anyway. Screw it.
Let's find that note to the producer, Mark. Let's find that original email Austin wrote.
That was around the time.
Because you had the courage to do it.
Yeah.
Because that doubt, I have to let people know, because you're dropping some good stuff. I love the
real.
It
was doubt, and it was, going through relationship struggles and stuff, which you openly talked about on the show. And it was like, I'm going to kind of just throw myself out there and see where this goes. And it was amazing, we connected. I got an excellent response back from you guys. I'll have to try to find that as well. So that was really the first step for me, just getting out and actually connecting with people. And I kind of came to the conclusion that I was like, hey, if people say no, you don't get a response, that's just going to happen. You have to accept that. I mean, you're going to get that's just going to happen in life, but you just have to keep moving forward, because you're always going to get a no, but eventually you're going to get a yes, or you're going to get someone to respond to you. And I kind of used that mentality, too, to shift into business as well. After creating a nutrition company, I can't even lost count how many people was like, this is never going to work. Your launch, nobody will ever buy your stuff. There's too many. There's no way you can differentiate yourself. You need to quit. You're wasting your time. And at times, I was almost at the point of believing them.
But what did you hear from me say every time you brought it up?
You told me to shut my mouth and quit being, you know, a baby.
But then on top of that, I said, you're not only that, you're going to be incredibly successful.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we're just a year in, and I'm just blown away. Not so much by, oh, wow, I've sold so much, we made this much money this year, but it's more about the impact that it's had on the people who have come into contact with us that I've met, that's become customers. I mean, that's amazing. It's amazing when you get emails from people that say, hey, you know, I have this condition. This is the only product I can take without just getting extremely sick. And I've tried hundreds of them. It's, you know, it's that's what it's all about. And even, you know, Anna from our mastermind.
When we're love mastermind, Anna.
Her husband.
Anna, if you're watching and listening, yeah, we love you. Anna's awesome.
Her husband, her late husband, he was alive, was going through renal failure. And this was the only product that he could use that didn't make him sick and that he actually liked. So he used it, which was incredible. I still have her email that she sent about that and Johnny's picture.
That's awesome. That's connecting. We went through that. She was in our mastermind after her husband passed, and just that connection of us being able to stay connected and share stuff is... She's a beast, man. She's has had her new company for decades.
That's what people need to realize that, you know, that when you start a company, yeah, there's a lot of things you have to do yourself, but you don't have to go at doing those things yourself alone. And when you have a team, when you build a team, even if they're, you know, from afar, if it's in a mastermind, which is one of the key things that just, I mean, it helped me greatly. At the time, it was like I really couldn't afford it going through a divorce and in school, but I found a way to make it happen. And, you know, it changed everything for me. So even if you can't do that, just seriously find people in your area. There's meetup groups that you can meet with people who are even going through the same thing. Or there's entrepreneur centers in cities. Nashville has one. A lot of the things are free. Just get out there and get a support team. And it will change your life.
Chanel, and they have proof that when you pay and you have some skin in the game, that it actually makes you take more action versus when something's free. And you'll find a way. People say that, but then they'll say, well, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to pay $80,000 to get my master's degree. That's not going to help with anything. But I don't want to pay $300 a month or $150 a month for a mastermind with people that are teaching the master's degree courses to the owners or the colleges that I don't have an MBA, and I've spoke to the MBA classes about how to really run a business because they don't really know how to do it for way less than a college credit. You know, people just like they get it twisted.
And unless you're doing, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur and you're building from the ground up and from your imagination and you're building your vision, there may not be a process in place. You may have to create that. And so a lot of the business degrees or the business education is about business management and operations as opposed to actually going in and getting on the ground and navigating through that. So masterminds are a great way to really navigate that.
And that, it goes back into business building too. It's, you know, you're not going to learn a lot of things in college looking at a textbook. You know, even in our field, dietetics, there's a lot that you learn face-to-face or, you know, actually implementing what you learn instead of just book work. And that goes into building a business too. You know, there's no damn business in a box. Like some of the stuff you have to learn as you go. And that's just with me. It was from ground up. You know, $100, had no idea how to formulate. And I just, you know, for years, it took 4 years from idea to actually have something that I was allowed to sell. Well, 4 years.
Not 30 days,
working for free for 4 years, investing, sacrificing. And, you know, it's still... That's seriously what it takes, and you have to learn to do things yourself. I learned design the best I could. You know, I had to do what I had to do. Networking. When we were in the mastermind, I was like trying to get a website, and I was like, it's not time for a website. I don't even have a product. And you know, the challenge for me was like you said, if you don't have a website in 30 days, I'm kicking your ass out of the mastermind group. And I had a website, and it was awesome. Yeah. You know, for $150, we had a landing page website with about the company and when we were launching.
And my point was, like, it didn't, even if it was awesome, even if it's not, it's something. Because then you're able to see it, and then you can keep making it awesome. That's what I was telling him, because you kept getting paralyzed. That's why you get me fired up to want to start the Elevating Beyond Mastermind again, because
I think I'll just take it over. Well, you talk too much.
It helps people.
Well,
it would be so
on.
Much better with me running it.
Just you can help.
To add on, I mean, and Austin and I talked about this after we connected on Elevating Beyond before when we started working together, because 4 years into my business, I went back to school and studied under an entrepreneur who built multiple businesses and was launching the entrepreneurship program at UNR in Reno. And so I really was able to get on the ground and get involved in kind of some free masterminds and
That's
entrepreneurs'
cool.
assemblies. But what Austin and I were talking about, and what we really share with other entrepreneurs now, is everyone thinks if you have a business plan, then you're going to get an investor and have a business. But the reality is that you really need to go through that process, because you need to organize your ideas and you need to have something that you can build on. You always need a skeleton that you can refer back to. Same with the website. It's simply, are you committed to following through with what you're asked to do, what you need to do?
And that's what most successful investors will do. You know, the one that I spoke to and one of my partners was, he asked for a business plan, and I spent weeks on a 47-page business plan and went back, met with him, and gave him the business plan. I was mm-hmm. so excited about it. You know, I even bought a software to make it look good, look nice. I had a pitch cover, and literally probably 15 seconds flipped through it and then slung it down on the table. And he was like, I just wanted to see if he'd put in the work to do it. I don't care about the business plan, because you're going to have to pivot. That business plan is not going to be how your business works.
You have
works.
To be That's agile like, and always
you
changing.
You have to change. You have to pivot.
Which comes back to using your imagination to mm-hmm. always, okay, how can I make this outside of the box happen? Mm-hmm. The way that the 10 steps don't work, because the business plan, oh my gosh, I've been in the early 80s, they were giving loans way left and right. That may have worked. It did, but when I went to do mine, even as an established company 6 years in, that new building you guys saw,
mm-hmm.
I went to get the loan for that. I had proof we were profiting. I had someone I worked with that helped me. He wrote a whole textbook. He has his MBA. He's a lender.
Mm-hmm.
To work with a lender, it had charts, like everything to prove. We had the P&Ls, we went into the bank and they were like, oh yeah, you guys got this. Because everyone's a vice president in a bank. Banks have more vice presidents than any other, and they're just the sales, they don't really have any power. No disrespect to them, but it's true, they overpromise, and then when it gets to the real people to look at it, then they were like, oh, 4 months later, after we announced we're breaking ground, got new clients, we're not going to give the loan. It's just too complicated. What part do we need to fix? The vice president and everything. It's just too complicated. So I had to, and we were a legitimate business, because then first people told me, once you have it established for 3 years, then the new thing was 5 years. So now, so it's everyone always has. So I could have either given up there and been like, okay, no one can do it. So going back to imagination, I started thinking, wait, who says I need a bank now to get a loan? Because like you said, Austin, now when someone's just starting and they don't have skin in the game, it's going to be harder to find investors, because I'm going to want to see your blood, sweat, and tears in there to
and
know.
And it's possible. I mean, I've built my business with no investors.
Me too.
You know, and, you know, we're building to that next level with a good team.
That's right.
So it's completely possible. It's possible without a lot of personal debt. If you know how to manage, you can be imaginative and get creative in how you're building your processes, and really, like to Austin's point, putting yourself out there and connecting with people have the resources and the relationships that you need to have. That's what it's all about.
And you have to do most of the work yourself. You can't hire it out. And then I didn't get any investors either when I started. I don't really know anyone successful. It's a rare thing. But then when you do, and you're at a point now at a different level, we need a loan to get this building now, or you're getting there. That's what I went through in the perfect business plan. So I had to get creative and say, okay, I'm going to, but I was able to get different investors and strategize that they could get a higher, it's my imagination. I knew that I didn't get my MBA, but I knew what the interest rates were, and I knew if I paid them more than what their money was sitting in their bank account, they'd make more from it. And they knew that I had built a company, that I had blood, sweat, and tears in it, that it was growing. So they didn't see, they knew it was some risk, but I wasn't just throwing nothing. I did a shorter term loan. They made the money back faster and they made money off of it. And some people were like, well, you know them. How could your friends charge you a high? They didn't. I wanted them to make, it was a win-win. I looked at, again, that bigger picture, got the loan without the bank. You all saw the building. We had to change a lot of things around. We made it happen. The bank called some months later and said, hey, we're just checking up on that loan. Were we going through our papers? Are you still interested? I'm like, oh, we have the building. They're like, oh, what bank did you go through? I'm like, I didn't use a bank. And they're like, would you be interested in us working with you anymore? I'm like, nope. I got it on my own. No, thank you. Have a good day, sir. Screw you. But you, it's like you always have to find a way. You have to use your imagination. It's a good to follow up perseverance with imagination. And we're not saying that in a wishy-washy fairy tale way. It's like strategy. Make a plan. Don't just go into it ignorantly. Do your research, but be prepared to keep changing it and strategizing. And then be able to step into that vision at times to kind of go in with meditation and everything too to calm you, give you peace, and inspire you in some ways.
Yeah, and I think, you know, back to Austin's point of connecting with people and building a team, I think what we've been able to come together and do well successfully is utilizing our teams of people. People who are really using the product, from the customers to the people who have kind of bought into what the vision's going to look like, that are just happy to be a part of something, and they organically want to help.
Yeah.
And spread the word and be a part of what we're doing. And so it's kind of created this movement, and, you know, the fitness industry, the nutrition industry is so saturated that it's hard to break into it. But when you have so many people on board, really genuinely bought in, you can kind of move through some of those areas that would be a roadblock to other people.
That's right. You'll outlast them, and you're in it for the right reason. So the overcrowded people, they will be weeded out. It's like overcrowded with weeds, and then you're that rose that grows through concrete, like Tupac said, I think. He used his imagination to write amazing things. It all starts with it. But, well, let's let everyone know, like, you guys now, since this is July, is your mastermind up and running? Where can people reach you? Are you, because I know you're talking about the power of connecting. Elevating Beyond's going to be doing one, too. There's different levels. But I believe in anything that helps people. Like, there'll be people that I think would be a great fit for what they're doing. There'll be people that might be a fit for both. I'm all about what's going to help give value to people. So, like, what do you guys have a date for that set when you're starting to have people enroll, or would it be best just to have them connect with you and touch base?
Yeah, probably we're still working on the exact date, but end of summer, beginning September, possibly. But the best way would be to send us an email or DM us on Instagram. We're going to actually have an application process for that. So it's really for people that want to take their health and fitness education to the next level and really develop a lifestyle that they can apply to all elements of their life. And Austin, you want to add to that?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be later this year, probably late summer, early September, like Chanel said. And it's going to be an application-based mastermind. Nice. So this is not... the mastermind that we're doing is for fitness and nutrition.
Nice.
And it's not just going to be, okay, you know, here's a meal plan, go eat this. We're really going to dive in to help inspire people, to educate people on the power of nutrition and fitness and wellness and lifestyle, to give them the education and engagement they need, you know, to create a greater life.
love it.
I mean, and we've been consulting and, you know, we've been growing and we believe in customized education and we're kind of maxed out on our one-on-ones at this point. So this is a good way that we found that would be a solution to that where we can still reach the people that we're working with in an organic way and still connect with them on the phone and on video without sacrificing the quality of what we're doing.
It's cool. It's a cool thing, everyone. And it's, I mean, that's what I did. My coaching, consulting, whatever the stupid, giving my years and decades of doing what I've done that people pay because it helps them in an awesome way. I only have a limited amount of time for that because I'm running multiple companies and I do that on a case-by-case basis. Doing a mastermind was a great thing, but then I realized what I loved about it is that unity that you have too. So you can bring more people in. It's not as high priced as like regular coaching fees sometimes too. And then what's cool is it's not just about you as only the coach. The other people start becoming part of the family, contributing value. You're in it too, and we're all learning from each other and helping hold each other accountable. And that I think that makes like a encouraging each other. Sometimes a personal issue might come up.
Well, coming together with a common goal, you know, you really become like the people that you're around in mentality and behaviors. And so I really say health is a contagious thing. If you're around healthy-minded people, then you're more likely to be successful.
That's true. That's true. And a lot of us busy business owners and stuff leave that part out in our lives. I've seen it a lot. It gets to where you're successful, you're making all the money, but then you get sick and Or I've seen people that they work out 20 hours a day and they're bankrupt. Like, you have to grind on that level too, you know. You guys bring that great balance and you work individually with people. I love what you're doing. And it started with imagination. So we'll have everything in the show notes to connect with Chanel, to connect with Austin. You just heard him last month on multiple sessions at Perseverance. And again, live in studio. I love it. Thank you both so much for coming. Thank you, Triple Fist Pound again. Time to bring the imagination back into education and never settle. Keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwanns.com.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.